This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California says Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars of aid for Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina says Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Both were on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president. Protesters have set fires on bridges leading to Hong Kong Polytechnic University as they try to keep police from advancing on them. Police had shut down access to the area and masked earlier Sunday in an apparent attempt to surround protesters. At least seven people were killed and eight injured on Sunday after a gas pipeline exploded in Bangladesh. A witness says the injured were taken to a hospital and the death toll could rise as some were in critical condition. The U.S. and South Korea say they are postponing joint military drills. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the move is an act of goodwill toward North Korea. The joint announcement was made in Bangkok at an Asia Defense Ministers Conference. For more news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader is backing the government's decision to raise gasoline prices and called angry protesters who have been setting fire to public property over the hike thugs, signaling a potential crackdown on the demonstrations. Since the hike on Friday, demonstrators have abandoned their cars along major highways and joined mass protests. Syrian opposition activists say airstrikes on a rebel-held village in the country's northwest killed five people. Sunday's airstrike hit a village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in Syria. Venice is facing another exceptional high tide on Sunday after its worst flooding in 50 years on Tuesday. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Despite sunny skies, the city remained on edge due to possibly more wind-propelled high tidal waters. Luigi Brugnaro, the city's mayor, estimated damages from the flooding would reach at least $1.1 billion. The flooding has left Italians exasperated at the incompletion of the city's long-delayed Moses Flood Defense Project. Completion of the multi-billion euro project, under construction since 2003, has been delayed by corruption scandals, cost overruns, and opposition from environmentalists, worried about its effects on Venice's delicate lagoon ecosystem. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A large study is calling into question some of the most common practices in heart care. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The study finds that people with severe but stable heart disease from clogged arteries may have less chest pain if they get a procedure to improve blood flow rather than just allowing medicines time to help. But it also finds a stent or heart bypass won't cut their risk of having a heart attack or dying in the following few years. The results suggest that tens of thousands of costly stent procedures and bypass operations each year are unnecessary or premature for people with stable disease. However, it is a different situation with a heart attack, when a procedure is needed right away to restore blood flow. I'm Ben Thomas.
The World Health Organization is calling for stricter regulations on the marketing and sale of e-cigarettes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Health officials are increasingly worried about the risks posed by e-cigarettes as reported cases of deaths and illnesses from these devices spread from the United States to Europe and beyond. The World Health Organization says it is disturbed that vaping devices continue to be marketed as products that are healthy and that can wean smokers off their nicotine addiction. Vaping is an extremely profitable growth industry. The number of people using vaping devices has increased from 7 million in 2011 to 41 million in 2018. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.